Thank you, Ben. Dave Lee here with Roxanne Pritchard, a professor of psychology at the University of St. Thomas, with us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. And she has got some really interesting information about sleep. Professor Pritchard, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for taking the time. This is something I think that everybody is experiencing right now, and that's sleep. A lot of people talking about sleep issues and whether it's COVID-related or not, but I just got to ask you about this research you did at the University of St. Thomas. What did you learn about a good night's sleep?
Well, basically, we did some mathematical analysis on over 40,000 college students. And what we found was that if you were able to get pretty decent sleep, right? So if you're able to consistently say you felt satisfied with your sleep quality, you were much less likely to feel depression and anxiety and have suicidal thoughts and suicidal attempts. Basically, a good night's sleep is a buffer against psychological distress. And I know there's a lot of that going around now. So sleep can be used as a weapon for mental health.
Boy, you mentioned something that really caught my attention here, and that's a correlation between sleep and suicide?
Yes, absolutely. So we found that even in the face of adverse events, so if students were experiencing death of a loved one, a traumatic breakup, severe financial distress, if they were able to get good sleep, they had an 11% less chance of feeling suicidal thoughts and suicidal attempts and even self-harm. So it was one of the tools in the toolbox we could use to kind of feel a little bit better.
Wow, that's pretty powerful. People who get good sleep, I would assume, less likely to get things like colds because of the immune system. Does that get strengthened as well?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. So when your body is getting enough rest, it seems to interpret that as a chance to really invest in long-term health by really strengthening that immune system, making some good antibodies, making sure your digestive system is running well. So good sleep really helps your physical health as well as your mental health.
You know, the coronavirus pandemic, which you mentioned there, obviously, I'm sure it's made people anxious. But what did it show in your sleep studies?
So with the kind of increased anxieties that we're experiencing, we have found that some people are having a harder time getting to sleep. Now, this is a different study where we're looking at Reddit entries and people who are going to Reddit to ask for advice for sleep. And we found that a lot of people are struggling to get good sleep when they're working from home, when they're surrounded by children. And that's
so
showing up.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. You're far more important. I'm kind of fascinated here by what you're saying.
Yeah, so there's three good keys to good sleep. So one is getting enough, and that's going to depend on what age you are. So teens and college students really need like 8, 9, 10 hours of sleep a night. Adults need somewhere between 7 and 9 hours of sleep at night. And young kids need 12 hours of sleep. So how do we make sure they're getting enough? How do we make sure they're getting it on the same schedule? And that includes us, too. So making sure we're putting away the electronics at night, having a dark, cold, quiet, peaceful place to sleep, and also taking care of any kind of problems that might be interfering with our sleep. These are all things that you can do to kind of maximize your sleep quality.
I needed you about a number of years ago when I remember coming home that first semester from college. The very first day I came home, and I was, and my dad went to work about 5:30 in the morning, but he always stopped in the house about 7:30, and I was sleeping. And he threw a fit. He came up and said, "What is wrong with you at 7:30? Why are you sleeping?" And I tried to explain, "I'm in college and I need my rest," but he wasn't buying it back then. But I could have used that research, Roxanne, a while back. Boy, this is fascinating. What happens to it now? What happens to your research next?
So we continue trying to ask people questions about their sleep, trying to kind of better understand what are the problems that are interfering with people's sleep. And there's a lot of a lot of stress these days. I know I have two little ones at home doing distance learning while I'm trying to work full time. It's stressful. So one of the things we're looking at is how can we best support people during these times of stress to get the message out that sleep is one of those things they can control, they can invest in, and it really pays health dividends, both in physical health and in mental health. So that's kind of what we're trying to do now, is just get that message out there.
Man, Professor, this is really an interesting study. I appreciate you joining us so much here on WCCO. I think we'll stay in touch and obviously look for more information out of the research. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Professor Roxanne Pritchard, a professor of psychology at the University of St. Thomas here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. It's 828. Good morning.